We're live. Good. And some people were here even before we were live. Wow. I'm never not going to get amazed by all of this. I have a mild Christmas obsession. So that's why you see me in quite so many Christmassy outfits. I also, as a spare child of Judy McAlpine, get spoilt by her. And she has an absolute love of Christmas and likes everybody to dress up for her Christmas parties and things. So I have to have basically a wardrobe just for Judy's. But it's the festive season. And I hope everybody is looking forward to Christmas. Conversely, I also know that Christmas can be hard. I've spent Christmases on my own. I know what that's like. So I'm not going to pretend Christmas is always easy or always fantastic. What I think you should do is always use Christmas as an excuse to spoil yourself, regardless of your circumstance, to the greatest extent you possibly can manage. And even if that's only a little extra bit of cheese, then I would encourage you all to spoil yourselves. Moderators aren't yet here, so if you're a terribly polite person, you may well get just promoted to moderator. In fact, let's make Harry one. He's obviously jolly decent. Just in case, Harry, I saw a message about somebody running around my channel asking them to WhatsApp them, pretending to be me, which is nonsense. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you to WhatsApp me. That's just, and I find YouTube very, very distant as a form of communication. It's a great platform for broadcasting to you. It's not a great platform really for me chatting to you. Even chat here is, and I've got a massive monitor. So goodness knows if you're on a phone or you've got a sort of normal size laptop, how are you supposed to manage with the size of the chat section? Which again is why those sponsored comments just get so much more attention, because they are just so, and obviously YouTube are doing that deliberately. I'm sorry, that is the nature of capitalism, but it really does help. And if you have any questions to ask, do try and get them attention. Hi, Stephen. I'm glad I caught you. Been meaning to catch you live for a while. That's lovely, Paul. And it's nice to see people. I will see people and names again. Oh, Newsy has the crown now. Sure's went, your lampshade is getting worse. It's not getting worse. It's always been equally bad. My lampshade has been equally and consistently bad for as long as I have broadcast from the library. If you go back enough, I used to broadcast from my study, but I now broadcast from the library. Not even a moderator before. Shall not be merciful. Good, Parry. Don't be merciful to anybody who's racist or anti-Semitic or obviously talking nonsense or promoting fraud or anything dangerous or anything that's mean to children or cake or puppies or kittens. Those are our principles here. That's our standard. Lots of people are loving the jacket. Brilliant. Is there anything in law to stop this government going against the will of the people? Andrew, this is the eternal question, and the eternal answer is always no. And the answer is because it wouldn't be law. Law is not some magical superhero. Law is interpreted by judges, and we don't give power to judges. We, the people, have the power. I think it's about time everybody went back to Charlie Chaplin's film, The Great Dictator, and listened to the speech he gives about power that they took from the people will return to the people, because that is where we are. And it is the people who will ultimately stop things. And on that topic, the point of all of this, Small's doing very well, thank you, Tom. The main topic of this evening, or the main question that kept coming again, is this idea many of you seem to have. You seem to be very worried that Keir Starmer is going to declare war on Russia and use that as a pretext to stop elections. And I really wanted to face that head on. First of all, Keir Starmer is a walking dead prime minister. He probably won't last till February. So for a start, I really don't think that you should be scared of Keir Starmer. He's an absolute incompetent. His major flagship policy announced today is to ban drag hunting, which is just ridiculous. We banned hunting and then we couldn't. But we think evil still happens, so we'll ban something else. It's like, okay, how did banning drugs work for you? Anybody got any drugs here? Anyone? I mean, I don't. I've never taken an illegal substance, but I'm not going to pretend that we don't have a developed drug industry in this country. Thank you very much, Mr. Starmer. So his policy is pathetic. It's weak. It's venal. It's only attacking people who like to hunt. And they go out on a Boxing Day. They have a bit of a jolly ride and a drink. Most of them come home tiddly. And that's how they like to spend their day in the countryside. Well, what on earth is wrong with that? But the point is that Starmer is dead in the water. He is an absolutely pathetic man. You're going to find me talking much more about weakness and strength. Because I think we've abandoned the idea of strong men. And this is often hidden behind sort of wanting to be feminist and all of the rest of it. So what I want to make very clear to everybody is that I think a woman can be a strong man. So it really is just, it's just the concept of being somebody who is not narcissistic. And that's another idea I might explore in this video if we have time. If not, I might do a standalone on what I mean when I call things narcissistic, because I think we need to have a mutual understanding of that. But a strong man rejects narcissism, doesn't care about their own appearance, doesn't cry if somebody calls them names or is rude to them, and is always ready to punch somebody in the face if they are a threat to children or women. And that, you know, or just protect and be defensive. And this is the value of defensive strength. I think, again, we need to learn this. We've been taught that giving in is always the best option. We've been taught that being weak and pathetic is always the best option. And it clearly is not. It clearly allows evil to thrive. So for the start, point one on can Keir Starmer cancel the election by declaring war? It's Keir Starmer. Do not be scared. Thank you, Tara. I will get back to you. I'm just in mid-flow, but I will get to that. That'll be the first thing I do. I wonder if can I pin that? No. Anyway, so the first point is Keir Starmer can't do it because he's weak and pathetic and nobody will let him. The second point is that wars do not cancel elections. Okay, this is a myth. This is not true. We had the general election in 1945 when the war was still on. Okay, just get that, you know, accepted. Yes, for the period of that war, we didn't necessarily, which was only, you know, September 1939 until September 1945, we may have avoided a general election. But that does not mean that there is some constitutionally binding rule that wars always cancel general elections. They don't. Okay, so just don't reject the premise of that point and start saying, make it very clear that if Keir Starmer took us to war, we would demand a general election immediately because his war would be illegitimate. And that's what you need to get through. The other thing is that really the only constitutional power in our country that matters is you. Okay, this is when I talk about writing to the king, when I talk about writing physical letters to people and petitioning and making your voices heard. That is vital. Because it's the only thing that they ever listen to. It's the only thing that ever works. We don't give powers to judges because they're actually very relatively easy to either corrupt or threaten or scare. They just are. So that's why we don't have a legal-based constitution. It doesn't work. We have a constitution that requires on you, most of the time being agreeable and good and honourable, but at some points going, do you know what? No means no. And we don't want to go to war. I've not met anybody who seriously wants us to go to war in any serious way. This is not 1939 militarily, when Hitler was gobbling up entire countries in you know, matter of weeks. This Ukraine war has been going on for years, and Hitler and Mr. Putin has not gobbled up Ukraine. So the idea that we are going to go to war with him, I think, is absolutely for the birds. That doesn't mean we can't militarily support Ukraine or give them money or other support if we want to, but this is our choice. And the simple fact is, we're not going to go to war. So one, wars don't cancel elections. That's complete tosh. We literally had one even in the 1945 war. We literally had one while war was ongoing. And two, you know, we're just not going to war. So just reject this premise. Don't get worried about it. And I worry that people are worried about Keir Starmer, because worse things than Keir Starmer are probably coming unless we fix our country. I'd rather we fix our country. But that means we're going to have to toughen up. And when I talk about strong men, be you man or woman, if you are a grown adult in this country, I need you to be a grown up, and I need you to be a strong man again, because we are just facing tough times. We're facing them together. We're all in this. There's a lot of mass A lot of things aren't filtering through. So one of the things about the party yesterday that I noticed, well, I just literally went around the room talking to complete strangers and just saying, did you know that we have abortion up until term now? And they didn't know. So that hasn't even cut through. A lot of what the evil of what Starmer has done hasn't even cut through. Please disseminate it. Please tell your friends and neighbours what he has been doing, what he is up to, and that, you know, banning drag hunting is just absolutely ridiculous. Besides, what are those poor drag queens, what if they like it? But that was a joke. That's literally humor. I know they don't like humor, but that is humor. Somebody is hearting that, which is very kind. I assume that's Hillary. I assume Hillary has somehow joined and is lurking somewhere. Tara very sweetly says, when can this government face Nuremberg trials? Well, what you mean, Tara, is when can we face some sort of criminal justice for what is going on? And if he goes ahead with the puberty blocker trial, I would like to see a criminal investigation of Wes Streeting. I can't bias any future trial, so I won't say anything more than that. But I think we are looking at, in the future, when things are fixed, the possibility that there will be criminal trials for people. But they obviously can't start, Tara, to answer your question directly, they obviously can't start now, because, you know, the entire infrastructure is bent as a nine bob note, and the chief constables won't investigate, the CPS won't prosecute, the DPP won't do it, the Attorney General would block it, you know, and the DEI judges and the Fabians, you know, will get in. But what we need is a government willing and ready to fix everything. And I think that push is coming to shove now, and people can sort of feel this. And I think most of the country is now fully aware that what I call the narcissism of small differences. So the bad people came and they ate the Labour Party. They consumed it, and they now controlled the Labour Party. All my friends on the left, who are lefties, they are, and they're good people, they are effectively cast out of the Labour Party. They're effectively blocked from it. They're not in it. I mean, two of the most impressive left-wing peers, whether you agree with them or not, these are the two of the brightest minds we have, are Baroness Kate Hoey and Baroness Claire Fox, both of whom are, I will not be embarrassed if I call them lefties, and both of them sit as independent peers, because they've effectively been pushed out of the Labour Party. So they came for the Labour Party first. Then they came for the Conservative Party second. And there's still an internecine war for control of the Conservative Party, although I think people are getting very depressed about that, and it's looking pretty grim. They will probably try and come for reform, but I think Nigel is such a wily old fox that he will block them or neuter them. But these bad, and they came for all of our institutions, and they DEI'd everything up. I don't believe half of the people who sign up to the cult genuinely believe it. That's another saving grace. Does the head of Ofcom genuinely believe all this rubbish? Or does the head of Ofcom just want a cushy job of 600 for 600k a year and ask you no questions? Yes, whatever you want, and I'll just have a nice job and lots of money. So half the time, do the chief constables, are they true believers? I actually think Westminster probably is. I think Essex probably is. But, you know, Manchester's had the courage. He's clearly the best we have, chief constable. We've got to paying attention is the best weapon we have against these people. It's they've got by basically playing. We've all played a game of what's the time, Mr. Wolf, and we haven't been turning round. So do you know what? They've been getting to Mr. Wolf quite well, you know, this, and it we've got to get across. And I think that game, by the way, is all about encouraging children to learn that bad things happen when you don't pay attention. And I think that there are all sorts of tricks that we've lost from our constitution, from the way that we raised children, that kept us safe, that we're going to need to get back. Good evening, everyone. Spooky Spoon is being very friendly. People are being very friendly. I'm just trying to catch up on the chat. Putting strong mind to gain traction uses strength to influence and impact the popular narrative. Yeah, I think, well, the narrative we haven't got, but we should just, the thing is that they got control of the mainstream media. And then this shows you how Fabians have failure built in. And I often talk about this. This is why I refuse to be afraid of them. I'm not afraid of a Fabian. Most of them look like they need more vitamin D urgently. And they certainly don't look like they have the bone density to hold a chair, let alone throw a punch. But, you know, I'm not afraid of them, but they have failure built in. So they got control of the mainstream media, and they're like, ha, 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 we control the narrative now. Ha, 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 ha. What happened? Along came alternative media, and they just went, oh, what? You know, my father still can't believe that I have as many followers as I have, because basically all I'm saying is what we all knew 40 years ago. This is there is nothing controversial about anything I say. It's just that I refuse to be in the cult. That's my crime. That's my absolute crime. That's what they can't bear. They think you should either have to be in the cult or bend to the cult's wishes. And I'm not going to, because I would rather stand with ordinary people. I would rather stand with the decency of my country that I love. And I don't like these weak, weak men. I'm also quite angry about it for a reason. Let me just, I mean, we mustn't treat this like therapy, but I'll just explain. So when you are same-sex attracted, as I am, I mean, I literally came out as gay because we didn't have bisexual when I was a child. No, I didn't know it existed. So I had to come out twice. But, you know, when you are same-sex attracted, you often feel like you're not a real man. And certainly the culture I grew up in, there was a very strong sense that you were not a real man. And I sort of embraced that. So I didn't drink lager because that's what men drank. And I didn't play sports or, rugby or football or engage in any of that because that's what real men did. But I, having now had a child and having gone through all of this nonsense and seen strong men like my friend Douglas Murray just absolutely reject the idea that we are weak, I get very visceral about this idea of weak men versus strong men. And it's like, you dared to paint me as a weak man, and I had the stupidity to believe you. And do you know what? I'm not a weak man, and I'm going to stand up against you. And that there's a huge amount of that is sort of energizing me. Thank you, Tara, again. You are definitely the best at this. Tara says, why is Reform saying we have no constitution? Oh, who said that? No, that's just a member of Reform getting things confused. Can we ban contraception and abortions? Yes, we absolutely can. I mean, we need to. One of the things about making abortion up till term is that it means that we now have to urgently look at this, because obviously we are not going to live in a country where you can abort a baby the day before it is born. That is not happening. My marriage broke down before my child was born. We are not giving my ex-partner the power to, you know, potentially, I don't want to slander her, but, you know, we're not giving anyone's ex-partner the power to murder a baby because they're angry that a divorce has collapsed, a marriage has collapsed. You know, that's just, so we're obviously going to look at this. And Tara, when we look at it, we're going to have to look at time limits. We're going to have to embrace the fact that a third of all successful conceptions in our country end in abortion. I don't like that. And we're going to have to look at all sorts of other things. Now, I'm still pretty, you know, I'm not on the, extreme pro-lifers, and they're not coming. This is the other thing. In this debate, we have to realize that everybody's coming from a position of decency unless they're a complete psychopath. Okay, so there are the psychopaths. The psychopaths wanted abortion up until term. Everyone else is coming this from the genuine issue that we have, which is, you know, it is a woman's body and women do have bodily autonomy. And yet at the same time, there is a baby and the baby will have rights. And so we've had to balance this before. And I think we will, being that we are a very kind country. I mean, David Starkey always likes to say that when we cut off the king's head, we sort of looked shocked and went home quietly. We are a very decent people who can be pushed to extremes, but will always behave with moderation and decency. And I think that when we look at abortion again, we absolutely must look at it again and on a numbers basis. And Tara, I would like to do absolutely everything I can to restructure the state to make there be more babies. I just want more babies. I just think that we should have more babies. You know, that is absolutely without question. If in 100 years' time, people are like, what was the political success of Boris Johnson? And what was the political success of Theresa May? It's just, ignore that. Boris had loads of kids. Boris really helped the race. There's loads of love. And, you know, that is what we do. And I always say, the other one is that I accept that some people can't have children. So I'm not trying to guilt trip people into having children when they can't or make people feel bad. But there is adoption. I'm adopted. You know, it's a perfectly valid route. And raising a family doesn't mean you have to be raising your genetic descendants. So again, I think we should just be more tolerant about that. But we are going to clearly look at abortion. I don't know whether contraception will be something people want to look at. But look, let's just get through the next few years. And then we should be able to, everybody should be able to chat about anything they want to chat about. And if somebody has a genuine political belief, we should listen to them with patience and kindness, hear their arguments out, and then decide whether they're right or wrong. What we shouldn't have is this narcissistic now where we just immediately decry someone as wrong for wrongthink and then pretend to laugh at them and then other them. That has to stop. That is pathetic. That is weak man behavior. And we must give up on this idea of weak man. Tina, what's going? Has Tina said something? Can't find Tina. Why can't I find Tina? Boris got 7 kids. Well, I don't know. I'm not mocking because the president actually is being marvelous. Does everybody know that President Trump just gave all the troops a Christmas bonus? I mean, it's just what a lovely idea. I mean, what a clever idea. Why didn't we not think of that before? You know, this is just it's just a lovely thing to do. And instead, you know, we are having our veterans sleeping on the streets and then Keir Starmer is prosecuting them for things they allegedly did 50 years ago. I mean, what a contrast. Abortion should be scrapped. Serious breach of coronation, the original constitution was often incorrectly invoked that this is the highest position. No, sorry, Sovereign Joe. I mean, you can believe whatever you like, but that's just not true. And if you repeat it, moderator, you know, if he can't control himself, I'd like to think he can control himself, but let's see. Make the people who voted for abortion until full term and be present to watch such a procedure. Vicky, I watched a US doctor who had performed abortions break down when he gave evidence before the House, either the Senate or the House of Representatives. It was incredible and deeply moving. And it made me question whether our time limits were too long now. I mean, do you really need 4 weeks to reflect? I think, you know, this is going to become a live issue and make all those people who automatically, you know, just have the regime line. I think we are, as a nation, going to have to look at things and maybe think about it. Face up to awkward truths, which, again, is something grown-ups and strong men have to do. You know, grown-ups and strong men have to see really ugly, awful things. Weak men are weak men because they've largely lived in cosseted luxury. So I'm afraid we as a nation are going to have to do something. Oh, is Hillary here? Hillary is here. Sai is here. For people who don't know this, these are my Substack people. We have a paid Substack. I have a paid Substack. And its members are known as the Lovelies. In fact, if Sai is here, then Sai can be a moderator too. Did I make Hillary the managing moderator? I should do. We largely again, for those who don't know, I did. We call it the Hillary Channel, my Substack. It's not really about me anymore. It's Hillary's more of the celebrity. No full-term abortion. A bunch of incompetent loons. Yes, a lot of people can't have kids, and so many would welcome an extra into their family. Exactly. And we can become a much more tolerant society. And we can accept people. Also, let's be absolutely honest. A lot of people are raising stepchildren right now and raising them very well and raising them as their own, which I, you know, thoroughly approve of and think is absolutely marvelous. So we are used to this. Do the laws of old still stand, Bill of Rights, Acts of Settlement, and can Parliament lawfully void the Magna Carta? Yes, Parliament can make or destroy any law. That's why it's supremely powerful. That's why it's supremely dangerous. That's why the people in charge of Parliament matter the most. But ultimately, that's also why you are the most important constitutional protection we have. No judge is going to save you. No piece of paper is going to stop the rise of a dictator. The Russian Federation had a beautiful, perfectly written, single document constitution with enshrined human rights. At a domestic level, it enshrined human rights at the ECHR level. It had term limits and legal limits to stop the rise of a dictator. Did it. So whenever people tell me, so did the Weimar Republic, by the way, just so you know, that was the constitution before Hitler. Pieces of paper and little old ladies and little old men who sit as judges paid by the state do not stop tyrants. You stop tyrants. Okay, we do together. So every time you reach for law, you don't need it. You're better off reaching for a pen and writing to the king. Can you make me the prime minister? No, Michael. Where is the possibility of civil unrest brewing before Britain got involved in World War I? or often recognized as one we didn't need to get involved in. I don't know, Neil, and I don't really like conspiracy theories about history. My understanding of World War One is that we were dragged in because of constitutional treaties and international law, which is why we might want to question whether we still want to treat international law like it's special and marvelous if it dragged us into a wholly destructive and utterly pointless war, which just caused devastation in Europe. Starmer is the most dangerous man in the country today. Mary, did you miss my bit when I said we shouldn't be scared of him? He's not. He's a damp dish rag. He is a wet cloth of a man. There is nothing scary about Keir Starmer. There is nothing scary about him at all. We are not scared of Keir Starmer. We are going to stop it. My daughter had IVF. To have a baby, and some people need to see a baby, is a gift from God. A baby is a gift from God, Tina. I think we do. And I think our society needs to recognize that. They only started coming up with the idea of assisted dying and abortion to term because they spent decades persuading us that babies didn't matter. And we sort of went along with it and went, yeah, okay, foreign holidays matter more than babies. That's mad. It's absolutely mad. We became very... right, okay, no, you can't control yourself. It's always sad when people can't control themselves. But there we are, time out. people really do need to control themselves. Because again, as I said, strong man versus weak man, I am going to take action if people cannot control themselves. I have respect and dignity. People don't have to agree with me. But you know, there's also a ways of behaving. And that's what we have to do. Hillary has been writing to her MP. Yes, and I really do think, I mean, just look, if 1,000 letters turn up at Buckingham Palace and then the next day Keir Starmer turns up for his meeting at the King with Buckingham Palace, the King is going to say, you know, Prime Minister, we hardly get any letters anymore. I've had 1,000. You know, this is just, they will listen to you. They can hear your voice. They may be behind a high gate. They may be behind a high fence. They may even have paid people to protect them. By the way, what traditionally happens is that those people just don't want to protect them because they actually don't like them. Because people like this are very, very arrogant, so they tend to be rude to staff. I hope nobody here is ever rude to staff. Staff have a really tough job. I just did the Heretics podcast. I'm not sure when it's coming out. But one of the nicest things that I saw when I went to do the Heretics podcast was the obvious affection the receptionist has for Anthony Gold. She obviously liked him. She obviously thought he was a decent man. You could tell from how she spoke to him on the phone and when he came to get me. And it's like, he's obviously a person who treats staff really well. One of my friends in the House of Lords, every member of the House of Lords, who's every staff member, knows him by name and he knows their name. And that's like, this is goodness. This is what goodness is. You know, at the end of the day. I mean, so just to explain, last night I was at Lady Judy McAlpine's very glamorous Christmas party. We were all drinking champagne and being utterly spoiled by Judy. It runs for 12 hours and there's everything you can imagine. Pâtés and cheeses and hams and turkeys and beef and just everything is there. And we're all utterly spoiled. And then for a certain point, I just like, there was too many people and drinks weren't really, really circulating. And Judy's got a bar. So I just went to the bar and I stood, I had a different Christmas jacket on and I just started serving drinks because it was just going to help the party flow. So I'm now staff, effectively. And if people who knew me would come up and chat to me, but you know, lots of people just didn't know who I was. So as far as they're concerned, I'm just staff at Judy's bar. Some people were rude. And that is just how, you know, you know, it's pretty easy for me because I'm at Judy's, I'm considered family. So I'm not going to be offended. But it's like, if you treat me like this, what about those staff Judy always has the same staff. They come locally. And she's got live-in staff anyway, but she would get extra staff from the same place. They're lovely people too. I know all of them. They all know all of me. They know my child. You know, why is it that when some humans are told that that one is staff and you are the special person, they get rude? It's that old Stanford experiment where they gave half the kids white coats and clipboards with nothing on them, and then the others didn't get anything, and so the ones with clipboards just started bullying the others. Humans are just monstrous. Anyway, sorry, John, you have a lot of faith in KC speaking up. No, I have very little faith in any KC speaking up, because they will be absolutely pilloried and attacked if they do. Thus, I am always impressed when one of them does. I think you have to be pretty brave now to speak out. There's a lawyer with whom I disagreed a lot because I was right and he was wrong. I'm afraid, sorry, that is how law works on what the Constitution is at the time. So, you know, we were hardly bosom buddies. And I'm doubt I'll ever get a Christmas card from him, but he has come out against the assisted dying stuff, and he's pointed out the Constitution correctly when they've been trying to lie and say that the House of Lords has to let bills through from the Commons. He is a good man. We do not suffer too many good men. That is not the crisis of our times. We're not falling over good men. And this is why we need good, strong men, and whether they be men or women, to stand up. Casey, who's Casey? Is that a person or a King's Council? Is a Bilderberg group a man makes me think it's one person. I just don't understand. I don't know who Casey is. And again, I talked about this the other day. It's really helpful if we just spell things out and don't use acronyms. If you find me using acronyms, tell me off. I'm going to court at the moment. I was assaulted at Marylebone's train station. Transport police with children fabricated CV that I assaulted a dollop at the station using facial recognition. No, that's awful. Well, I'm very sorry about that, Anthony, and I hope that gets sorted out. King Charles. Okay, sorry, John. My head is full of... So whenever I get an acronym wrong, I just like to joke that every time people talk about the ECB changing interest rates on the euro, I wonder what the England Cricket Board is up to. You know, that's my go-to gag, so much so that my Substackers have heard that gag before. But and obviously it's not the England Cricket Board, it's the European Central Bank. But I just hate acronyms. I think that they push us out. I think they're a way of controlling people. I don't think they're very useful. King Charles is constitutionally, it doesn't matter what he is or what he thinks. He will want to keep his head. So he will perform his constitutional function if he thinks there's a real risk that he will either lose his head or that we will remove the Windsors from the line of succession, which we can do. So we have massive powers. And obviously the Labour government's not going to remove him from succession. But if he won't use his constitutional powers, if he allows something bad through, we should make it very clear that we're obviously going to win and that when we win, we'll be very vindictive. Okay, and I have no shame in saying that. I think it's about time we made it very clear that when we win, we're going to need to be vindictive because these people have gone too far. Okay, they do not get to demand tolerance in future. Where they have committed crimes, those crimes should be prosecuted. You know, if they haven't committed crimes, that's fine. But, you know, and where they have failed us constitutionally, they should be punished. Oh, is it? It's pay by character, is it, John? I suppose because YouTube is an American company, Americans are so used to being shamelessly capitalistic. I didn't realize it was pay per character. That's like old style telegraphs that used to be pay per character. Gosh, how funny to be 100 years in the future and still using the vague same system. Sorry about that then, John. I'm sorry I made you. I'm just too dim to know what things are. But Casey, to me, I'm brainwashed. If I see Casey, I just usually think King's Council. I just can't get out of that. Anyway, we got through it all. And the King I don't wish ill on the King, and I hope he recovers. But he, you know, we none of us humans last forever. So a young monarch will definitely have an incentive to defy a bad parliament when it's obvious that ultimately we're going to win and obvious that we're going to get a bit vindictive. So I just think we need to make those clear. I have 25 years in hospitality, says Vicky, and how we have been treated for minimum wage is unreal. However, I've served some truly beautiful people. Good. I grew up very fortunately, but treat everyone with respect. Yes. Well, that's all we need, isn't it, Vicky? I simply don't understand why people don't treat people with respect. I mean, Judy's butler's called Joseph. Judy's head of the householder's called Jackie. I mean, I hug Jackie, I shake Joseph's hand, you know, and we help out. And I'm more than happy to go around and do things and, you know, character do stuff. Percent zero characters is £2. The cost goes up fast. Oh, does it? I see. This is the only channel where I hear about writing to the King. I know. That's because I'm the only one who rebels. All the other lawyers will tell you. So there's going to be grades of lawyers. Okay. Me, you can write to the King. Slightly more regime, but still a talented lawyer. Well, I mean, you can technically do it, but it really hasn't happened for a very long time. And I'm not sure in this modern age, what with our electric automobiles, you know, and then the bad lefty lawyer, you can't write to the King. You have to use the petition. You don't. No, your lawful right is to petition, and you obtain that lawful right before computers were invented. So the idea that you have to petition online is for the birds. That's non-sustainable. So Brute Life, I'm glad to tell you, can we start a movement on this? I'm trying to. We need people power and organizations. Yes, we do. Outside parliamentary groups. Yes. And that's what we do on my Substack. And that's what my lovelies are on my paid subscribers on my Substack. We talk about this all the time. And Denise is organized. Hillary is organized. Everybody's organizing. We are going about constituency to constituency across the land in England and Scotland. And, you know, just getting people to do stuff in their own defense. Because ultimately, we are the only thing that will keep us safe. That is absolutely true. If you remove the House of Lords, then Starmer et al. Has full power. What we don't need is Starmer putting more of it is, you know, he's not going to remove the House of Lords, but he's going to stuff it with cronies, one of whom lied about having a PhD, which is pretty shocking. Lady Colin Campbell was very vocal on the matter and put out the address and correct form of written address, including marking for his attention. Yes, well, I think that, well, God bless her then. I didn't realise she was up to it too. So good. More of us will come out the woodwork. And look, at Lady Colin Campbell is the very definition of a strong man. So when I'm talking about this, I am not talking about the sex of the person. I'm talking about whether someone is willing to say what is true, be honest, and stand up for decency and good. And Lady Colin Campbell is all of those things. Keep writing to make the message permeate. Exactly. Don't give in. People have written to the speaker and he's written back. So he's we know he responds. He's written back in a really weak holding pattern, but that doesn't mean that we can't pressure the speaker more to do more about holding Keir Starmer to account at Prime Minister's question time, to do more about holding ministers to account when they lie. King Charles, you know, has acknowledged letters. We are getting through. They cannot, basically, by the end of all of this, the government will be hiding behind the sofa, like people hiding behind the sofa on Halloween night because they want the trick-or-treaters to go away. Just keep ringing the doorbell and they will eventually realise that they have to do something. Jenny, don't say I don't like the words, that's Starmer's plan, because that implies, one, that he's got one, two, that he's got a brain, three, that he's capable of planning. The man is not capable of any of these things. He is a wet, weak rag. We are not scared of Keir Starmer, okay? We just keep reciting our mantra. We are not scared of Keir Starmer. Or the more succinctly, Starmer is a... well, there we are. But we are not scared of him, so we are not going to be. That is absolutely not going to happen. Hi, Stephen. I took your advice last week and did actually write to the King about the estate. Woo! Entered by Labour and asked him to dissolve Parliament. Good. It's probably a bit early to dissolve Parliament because, you know, it's difficult for him to argue that Keir Starmer doesn't control the House. But, you know, what we do is we keep writing and you can begin in a measured way and, you know, just say, I have concerns. This is troubling me. You know, I'd like to remind you that you have this constitutional power. And that's very important that he remembers his constitutional power effectively. It's very important that we get him to do that. Campaign to write to the King. Rupert would listen. Yes, do then, please. I mean, what I can't do is everything myself. That's just not, I just don't have time. We need them afraid. Yes, so if you're in Advanced UK and Restore Britain, sure. The more the merrier. If you're in the Conservative Party, encourage the Conservative Party. If you're in Reform, encourage Reform. You know, just more the merrier. We need to scream from the hilltops that we are not happy with this illegitimate government who didn't put any of these things in the manifesto. They're not manifesto commitments. I had to explain giving away the Chagos Islands to somebody as well yesterday. That hasn't cut through. Bang on about the Chagos Islands. We are stealing their islands and giving away our money to bad people who treat them really badly, really bad people, 1,000 miles away for no reason at all. Absolutely no reason. So, yeah. Right. I'm going to go to, because I think sometimes the people who write the questions on the comment page don't get treated fairly. Good evening, Stephen. I understand the Bill of Rights 1689 was drafted under a convention parliament of 21 days so that it couldn't be amended by any future parliament. No, that's not true. There's no such idea. Any act of parliament can be repealed by another act of parliament. No parliament can bind another. That's why the Bill of Rights is there. And the argument for keeping and protecting the Bill of Rights is it's been there since 1689 and we still want it. Okay, and that's how you keep the Bill of Rights, not some sort of technical, magical argument about constitution. It doesn't exist. This is the idea that there are special statutes in our constitution that can't be repealed. The people who believe this call them constitutional statutes. It was actually taken to court over the Windsor Framework, which suppresses the Act of Union. And I said to people, and look, I don't like the Windsor Framework. I never liked it. I wrote saying it was a pile of rubbish at the time, and it is a pile of rubbish. But I did write to the people saying, taking this court case, and say, look, there aren't constitutional statutes, so you're going to lose. And then they went to the High Court and the Court of Appeal, and they lost. And there are no constitutional statutes. There aren't. So again, if somebody's going around telling you that the constitutional statute, I am very aware, one, that hardly anyone talks on the Constitution, and two, a large slice of those who do talk on the Constitution are telling you complete nonsense. So I have huge sympathy with you, with all of you. I'm not picking on any of you individually. If you get misled by somebody that you put faith in, but my job is to tell you what the Constitution is. And I will always do that, even when it is inconvenient for my position. Like, I didn't want the Windsor Framework. So I wanted that case to win, but I have to say what the Constitution is. And so, no, there is no special rule that will protect the Bill of Rights. Why does government keep backwashing our history? Well, because they're embarrassed. They have been using the Fabian Marxists, who are weak men, use passive aggression and shame to control people. And they've used our own, what that does, by the way, passive aggressive and shame-based control, think of it as people weaponizing your own goodness against you. If you were actually an idiot racist, because racism is fundamentally stupid, but if you were a mean, sinister, evil, idiot racist, and somebody called you a racist, you just go, yep. You don't care. You're not going to be ashamed of that. You actually think racism is great. You believe in racism. You believe in racial, you believe in all this stuff. So nobody gets shame-based control by that. The only people who are controlled by the threat of being called a racist is the not racists. Do people get this? And so the Fabians have used all this to control us, Tara. And I think that this is what they've been up to for a very long time. And we're so used to it. I mean, it's so refreshing watching the Americans wade into stuff and just speak honestly. We're so used to, before we even, who was it? Was it Boris actually talking about how people just, they had to sort of signal that they're not a racist. So we spent about 5 minutes saying, well, you know, I've worked interracially, I've got friends in the, to prove that we're not a racist before we say, you know, I don't like people being stabbed by boat migrants. It's like, you don't have to prove that you're not a racist to say you don't like people being stabbed or raped by boat migrants, because no one gives a toss what race the boat migrants are. Everybody gives a toss about the raping and the stabbing. That is what is the, this is, you know, so it's just always been a nonsense idea. But Tara, it's a method of control. As I say, it's weak men. The answer, ultimate answer in Germany with this strongman dictator who came in and got rid of them all. Now, I don't want that. We don't want that. We want democracy back. So we are going to stand up to these people. We're going to use humor. We're going to use politeness. And we are going to make it absolutely clear that we are getting our country back. And we are not afraid of Keir Starmer. We are not afraid of him. He is pathetic. We are not afraid of these people. You know, if you're just, we are not. They are charlatans, and they are weak, and they are pathetic. And, you know, a little old lady with a handbag could take all of them out militarily. I would not worry. They would just bash them to the ground. He wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, this is just, these are weak men. Are you trying to flag things? I'm just wearing my tweed jacket. Yeah, is tweed an act of rebellion, Gina? I'll have to start. I've got a tweed overcoat I wear, but I don't wear my tweed jackets as much. Not for any reason. Don't anyone say it. They shrink. Sometimes tweed shrinks. Anyway, we want our country back. We do. We do. We do. And we'll get it back. Same because society can do one. Yeah, exactly, Tracy. They can go forth and multiply with themselves as often as they want. Another question from the comments section. Is woke actually just the submission to a regime? It has no ideology, only submission to the current direction of wind. Yes. Yes. Woke, which is Fabian-style Marxism, is nothing but submission to the current ideas. And they change their ideas in order to demonstrate their control. That's what 1984 is. So when the regime in 1984 is at war one day with East Asia, and then the next day it says, we have always been at peace with East Asia, we are now at war with whatever, I can't remember what they all are, but you know, we're now at war with the other one, and we've always been at war with the other one. They do that because people then agree with that. They submit to the lie. And if you submit to lies, then you are under their control. It is a massive psychological control technique. It is coercive and controlling behavior. So it's ironic that it's now a crime that we have a government that believes in this as a fundamental strategy of governing. But yes, that's what Fabianism is. That was a very clever question in the comment section. And I'm very glad to deal with it. Have we got any questions? Hillary, have I missed anything? Should not be allowed. The problem is that if you ban secret societies, they'll only do it anyway. The best thing about the Fabians is that they're all there. So when I pointed them out and they went, no, we're not. It's like, yes, you are. And you've got a website. You idiots. Stop pretending you don't exist. You complete freaking melts. You anemic little boys. Eurasia. Is it? Thanks, Harry. In the British, not once, but twice, look. Jean. Oh, it must be. Is it Jean or Jean? Jean. I did have fish and chips the last time I was in England. It was a rip-off. Yeah, it is. It's a massive rip-off. The train station has a Burger King, and I walked past it, and I saw that one of the burgers is £12. And this is just, we're just being rinsed. Absolutely rinsed. But again, this is what happens when you have a corporate socialist state. Okay, they effectively are just they are everything they project onto billionaires. They are just sucking out the money and paying it to themselves and making everyone poor and having a rubbish time. That ultimately is why they lose. Bryn says, how do I get back on Substack without supplying ID? I don't know, Bryn. We talked about this as a group. We're very upset that Substack is demanding ID. It is very pathetic. YouTube do it the right way around. YouTube know exactly who I am. I've been ID'd to goodness knows lengths of personal information YouTube know about me. But that then I make a declaration that none of my content is for children, so it won't be marketed at children. And then I make a series of declarations that I haven't done this, this, that, that, and the other. And that none of my content, and I have to make that declaration every time. So that is the way to do it, to put the burden on me, the content producer. And what Substack has done is completely inverted that and put the burden on readers. I'm very upset about it. I appreciate people don't want to do it. And I get why you don't want to do it. I'm thoroughly against digital ID. I'm thoroughly against ID cards in any form. I think that we should be able to trust each other. I think the low trust society we're getting is absolutely ridiculous. I was charged £12 for fish and chips. I said a little bit more, I could buy a boat and go and catch the blooming fish myself. Good work, Harry. We just need to rebel and be very English. The great myth is that we don't rebel. We do. We absolutely do. We just rebel in a very polite way. Ooh, somebody's being very nice. Merry Christmas, Mr. Barrett. Wishing you a happy holiday with many a prayer. Peace be with you. And peace be with you, Brute Life. And this is it. Again, they were trying to paint Christianity as evil. And it's like, oh, yeah, because loving a little baby, that's so sinister, isn't it? You loons. But Christianity, thank goodness, is coming back or reasserting itself. Many more people are happy to be Christian. And I don't see why that has to be in any way, they try and paint it as some sort of tyranny or ridiculous. I mean, one of the reasons I strongly suspect I am a spare child of Lady Judy McAlpine is that long before I knew Judy, we had a snowman and an elephant at our nativity scene. And yesterday at Judy's nativity scene, which I've seen before, but it always tickles me pink to see it. She has elephants, polar bears, white lions. She has just all the animals of the world. It's like the Lion King just praising the baby Jesus. And that, you know, that isn't, I'm not being sacrilegious, that we want to praise the baby Jesus. But again, the idea that Christians are some sort of moral Puritans or not very fun or just take things too seriously. It's just not, this is just not how we are. Come to my church. Everybody gets free cake. And we donate to charity for the tea, but the cake is always free. And you don't have to donate to charity for the tea if you can't afford it. So we do have some, you know, that some of our genuinely homeless come to our church, and also some of the ex-Hindus who were considered Dalit in Hinduism, which is very low down. So that is not a nice thing to be. So they just convert to Christianity and they're like, yay, welcome. I don't see what on earth is wrong with this. Is there any more news on the idiot demands of the Muslim prisoners going on selective hunger strike? They're not just Muslim idiots, though, are they, Hillary? We've got these anemic children, anemic far-left children of our own as well. But look, does everybody get this? You cannot let people out of prison if they just because they are starving themselves. If you let them out of prison because they starve themselves, they control you. This is what I meant about shame-based control, coercive control, using your own goodness against you. You don't want those people to die. I don't want those people to die. But they are using the threat of that to control you and get what they want. There are bad people who will literally say, if you don't do what I want, I'll commit suicide. That is an emotionally manipulative, bad person. It's probably a narcissist. And you should not do what they ask, and you should get away from them. People like that are bad. They are dangerous. But they are these narcissistic kids that are the product of wokeism, the product of Fabian Marxism. They are the extreme far left. And we're just going to have to stand up to them. And that, if that means that one of these hunger strikers is going to die, then that's it. That's it. You know, that. And there are lines and there are boundaries. And that's what being a strong man is, and we're just going to have to do it. We cannot let people out of prison because they refuse to eat. During the First World War, we had this concept called self-inflicted wound. So men who were probably heavily traumatized, but they didn't want to fight anymore, and so they would shoot themselves in the foot, or they'd hurt themselves in some way, so they had to be sent to hospital. I'm afraid they got shot, because that's what you have to do in a war. Now, I'm not suggesting that we go around shooting the hunger strikers, but we have to accept lines and limits and boundaries and barriers. This is why we don't have a border right now in the country, because they don't want boundaries and anything that keeps you safe, because they just want coercive power over you. As a good socialist, should Gary Neville volunteer to pay the tax he owes as a limited company? Of course he should, if he would, but they're not. They're just virtue signalers. I mean, there is nothing serious or intellectually true or honest about Gary Neville. He's a waste of complete space and air, and I don't think people should pay attention to these loons. He's just another weak man with a PR agency trying to appear popular. For goodness, why? Why do you want to be popular? You know, why do these narcissists want to be popular? I get why young people want to be popular. I get why young people care about their appearance. But being a strong man means you have to give up caring about being popular. You have to give up caring about your appearance, frankly. And you have to just do what is right and what is decent and stand up for rules, protect kids and protect women. That's what you have to do. Now, other women could do that. Hillary is a strong man. So, you know, we're not going to let them criticize us for this. But that's what we're going to do. Right, Tara said, again, can we get income households back again? One income households. I don't know, Tara. It seems like the obvious way to do it. So people I'm very fond of, there's Baroness Helena, or it might be Helena, I've never met her, so I've never clarified. Morrissey is an incredibly impressive woman. She's an absolute genius. And she had lots of children. I don't quite know the number, but it's quite a few. And her husband stayed at home and raised them. I'm about to have coffee in the new year with a mate of mine who is the stay-at-home dad. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the idea of stay-at-home dads. And maybe single-income households are the best way to get children born. An alternative method, because I've got friends who are both professors at Cambridge. So when they had my goddaughter, mum got 6 months maternity leave and then dad got 6 months paternity leave. I don't know whether industry can do that. I don't know whether that's something we can roll out broadly, but that's an alternative idea. What we should have is a discussion and a focus on how we get kids back. We need more babies. And literally, I'm not going to stop banging on about this, because it's the most important thing we ever do is raise a family. And that is what we should all be doing. Then we should all be raising our family in a loyal and loving nation. You know, and that is what we should have been aiming for all along. These Fabian Marxists don't believe any of that. To them, their fellow human beings are just meat units. These are pretty ghastly people. As I say, I am not fond of them in any way. Soviet farm collectivism. Yay! So always remember, communism starts with a famine. Can't have a good communism without a famine. But we're just not having this. We're going to stand up. Tommy Robinson seems to have a bad opinion of the king. Well, it doesn't. I don't care. We don't need to worry about the king as a person. The king is a constitutional concept, which is actually why we probably shouldn't. Although the idea of the living monarch is very useful for the military, for us as civilians, we should think much more about the crown. Okay, it's the crown. The crown has the power to dissolve parliament. Think of the crown like a magic object. It's got the power to dissolve parliaments. It's got the power to refuse to give assent to an act of parliament. The crown has the power to do that. It's like more people are playing RPGs these days, so I hope that makes more sense. It is like it's like a purple level magic, and it just happens to be worn by King Charles. And so what we need to do is encourage King Charles to use his powers. If he won't, then we need to encourage his successor, and we need to get a successor and take it off his head and put it on someone else who's more willing to use it. Okay, just think of the crown like a magic item in an RPG. That is constitutionally how we deal with it. And that's why, symbolically, they travel separately to Parliament. So the state opening of Parliament, the king goes in one car and the crown goes in another. Okay, and it's the crown that has to sit there. It's the crown. I mean, he wears it, but it's the crown is there. And we need to think and focus much more on the crown. Obviously, the drama is the human wearing it and the family and all of that. And I met one of my dearest friends who is a royal commentator, and I might have her on the YouTube. So that might be something that we look forward to. But she's absolutely lovely. But again, you know, she likes all the drama of the family, whereas I just care about the crown. I'm really interested in the magic item, not wearing no interest in the guy or gal wearing it, except the last late queen, who will always be special and precious to my heart and to the hearts of many, I think. Can we grow food like we did in World War II again? Yes, we can, Tara. And the man who was in charge of food production during the war was Lord... I have to do the rhyme now. Those who have the will to win cook potatoes in their skin, knowing that the sight of peelings deeply hurts Lord Walton's feelings. So people were encouraged to not throw away peelings and not to throw away anything and to use everything. I like it because it's thrift, and I think thrift is a moral virtue. So I practice thrift anyway. By the way, that rhyme is from Lord Walton. And then he invented something called Lord Walton pie, Lord Walton's pie, which became a popular meal during rationing, which is basically just a load of vegetables with a bit of stock and a mashed potato topping, which you can crisp up, or I like to put cheese on it because I'm not technically under rationing. But in this household, we still eat Lord Walton pie every now and again. It's a good way of getting loads of veg into a child. And we should grow our own. I think we should encourage that, a bit like the 70s. That was a nice period when we all wanted to grow things. In my garden, I've got a vine and a fig tree, and that's because of the psalm that every man shall sit under his own vine, sit under his own fig tree, and no man shall make him afraid. And I believe in that. I've, as well as those two, I've got a cherry tree. It's a Morello cherry. I've got a mulberry tree. I've got two veg gardens that we use, and we grow a variety of, you know, seasonal veg and fruits in. And have I forgotten anything? No, I want to get a greengage. But we should all do this. We should all go back. Newsy says, you're getting quite good at this YouTube live lark. To all the lovelies, keep being nice to each other. Have a peaceful holiday. People are just, this is lovely. So if we can spread more loveliness, if we can bring even YouTube can become a bastion of loveliness, because that is just so lovely. I mean, Merry Christmas to everybody. We need more loveliness in our world. I'm absolutely fed up of it. I'm fed up that people have become minor celebrities by just effectively swearing on Twitter and being really, really ridiculously rude. I mean, I don't vote for Rupert Lowe. I'm not his constituent anyway, but I don't vote for him. I'm not affiliated to him in any way. But why should people be allowed to simply be rude to him? This is not acceptable. I do not like this. My granny would not approve of this. You know, we need to get back to the idea of civility and manners. Trees, we have lots too. Yeah, I like trees. Trees make me happy. The Saxon is not like us Normans. His manners are not... let me do that properly, Harry. The Saxon is not like us Normans. His manners are not so polite. But he never means anything serious till he talks about justice and right. It's true. It's very true. And more people should read that. More people should read Kipling generally. I mean, when I was little, he was regularly voted our country's favourite poet. And now he seems to have disappeared from the curriculum to replace by people like Benjamin Zephaniah, who, frankly, I'm afraid I don't consider him a very good poet. So could we get Kipling back? He's really good. How about we just have people on the syllabus on the basis of, you know, ability? What about that? Anyone? Because these awful people just hate merit. Right, we've had an hour, so I'm going to go and rest. Unless anybody's got an absolutely pressing question. Miss Pawley, when I was weaning my child, the first ever apple my child ate, I planted all 8 of the seeds, and I still have one of them as a grown tree because I'm a softie. But it just does crab apples. But we can make crab apple jelly. You know, no reason why we can't do that. Angus Warren can be in Parliament. What says that? I'm not following. Sorry, this is just it's just jumping around really Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Amanda, for putting in caps. That actually made it easier. Ooh, Merry Christmas to everybody who's wishing good change. Everybody, I think, is sharing their, what they've got. Oh, I'd love a peach tree. Ooh. I did have a lemon tree. There was going to be a lemon tree in that pot because I thought it would be hilariously funny if my child went to school to say that there was a lemon tree in the library. But ultimately, I decided against it. And what made me decide against it was it had spider mites that I could not get rid of for the love of money. I mean, I did everything to try and get rid of those spider mites. Literally everything you Google when how to get rid of spider mites, the first 5 pages, I tried everything. I couldn't get rid of them. So ultimately, the tree was just doomed. But that was very sad. But I would have loved a lemon tree. And everybody else, Merry Christmas to you, Hillary, the greatest Hillary of them all. Right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.